Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has formally scheduled an October 22nd vote to approve Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. The move comes after 3 days of hearings where Democrats tried to pin Barrett down on Obamacare, abortion rights, and other issues. While campaigning in Iowa, President Trump says the former vice president must come clean over new reports that he was connected in his son's business dealings with a Ukrainian businessman.
We've just learned through explosive documents published by a very fine newspaper, the New York Post, that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealing. And this is a big smoking gun.
First-time jobless claims last week rising to 898,000. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
While campaigning in Michigan on Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence says there doesn't have to be a choice between supporting law enforcement and supporting people of color.
I mean, this president has done both for 3.5 years, and we're going to keep doing both for 4 more years.
The vice president also saying they have no plans to defund the police, and they want to ensure that every city in the United States has a law enforcement agency. Officials in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, say a ballot mapping error resulted in almost 29,000 incorrect ballots being sent out. The county's elections division said on Wednesday that Midwest Direct, the firm that was contracted to handle the printing and mailing of the ballots, confirmed the error. It noted the issues are being addressed and new correct ballots will be sent to the post office starting today. Most of the ballots are slated to be delivered to voters next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An administration official says interest could be rekindled in nuclear energy. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has the details.
The chairwoman of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the resurgence of interest in nuclear power as a clean energy source could be boosted by emphasizing how it would help humanity. Christine Savinsky on Wednesday told an Idaho governor's advisory group that non-traditional nuclear energy backers could be drawn to the idea if it's made clear how nuclear energy could combat global poverty and help advance opportunities for women. Republican Congressman Mike Simpson says the lack of a permanent repository for spent nuclear fuel is holding back the industry. The Nuclear Research Idaho National Laboratory is one of the state's largest employers.
The United States Postal Service agreed on Wednesday to reverse changes that were put in motion to cut losses, but resulted in a temporary slowdown in mail delivery, settling a lawsuit brought by the governor of Montana. The lawsuit argues changes implemented in June harmed access to mail services in Montana, resulting in delayed delivery of medical prescriptions, payments, and job applications. Some of the things reversed include reduced mail hours, removal of collection boxes, and mail sorting machines. More news can be found on Facebook by following at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we do it not because it's easy. We do it because it's hard. That's what JFK said. And that is our admonition even today in the 21st century. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Jim Simpson wanted to make sure that you were aware that you checked out millionvoices.org. That's millionvoices.org. Download the voter guide there that's available to you at that site. It gives you a clear comparison between Donald Trump and Joe Biden so you know what you're voting for. So you go in and you're not part of the low IQ voter group. We want to make sure that you're highly educated, as we've been talking about. It seems to be the theme of the day, as encouraged by Madison himself, that education is so important. And this is why we're being dumbed down. I mean, if you think that this is not a plan that is being worked on, we the people, then you need to understand, as Madison said, a well-instructed people alone can be permanently a free people. So think about where we are right now. We've been dumbed down in such a way. We're becoming, as John Whitehead said, more and more of the collective. So millionvoices.org, that's where you want to go. You can also register to vote there and take the vote pledge as well while you're there. So it's all there. Share it with your friends, your neighbors. Get it out there. Again, here we are facing the most critical. And it seems like everyone seems to be the most critical, but you think about where we are right now, already down the road to socialism, and here we have the one man standing between socialism and a free America. Happens to be Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen, like it or not, because if you think that Joe Biden is going to move us back on a trail and on a trajectory that is consistent with our U.S. Constitution, then you're not listening close enough to what he is saying or even what Kamala Harris represents and those on the hard left of the Democratic Party. This is why so many Democrats are part of the Trump movement. I mean, it's been estimated about 15-18% of those attending Trump rallies, you believe it or not, they're Democrats. Okay, so that should be an eye-opener in and of itself. Also, this latest Gallup poll that came out that said that 56% of Americans said that they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. That is a significant, that's a bigger number than Barack Obama had when he was reelected. Even Ronald Reagan, a bigger number than Ronald Reagan had or George W. Bush. So think about that. So what we're being told by these polls and by the mainstream media, maybe more of that manure that they're used to putting out on mushrooms, as they say. Do we have Megan Barth with us? Okay. We do have Megan Barth with us. Okay. She's so quiet. You're so quiet there. I was... I sooner or later I'm going to hear a little bump or something that says, hey, Megan Barth is here, the founder and proprietor of BrighamBabe.com. Hey, Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'll tell you, Amy Barrett is just impressing the heck out of all of us. And it was interesting. I will share this with you. You may know this about me. I am a man of faith, and I actually read the Bible every day, and sometimes a couple times. But I came across this in the book of Proverbs last night, and I thought, well, this is Amy Comey Bright. Let me read this to you. It says, this is from the 14th chapter, and this would be the 33rd verse. It says, "Wisdom reposes in the heart of the discerning, and even among fools, she lets herself be known."
That was perfect.
Do you think? When I read that last night, I said, "That's ACB all over."
Absolutely. What fools the Democrats made themselves out to be in these hearings, and it was through their words and their actions. When you watched, there was just such a huge chasm between the intellectual capacity and the poise of Amy Coney Barrett and the likes of Kamala Harris. Watching Cory Booker in his monologue yesterday, it was like he was trying and vying for an Academy Award.
He's still in search of his Spartacus moment. That's what it is.
Yes. I mean, it was like watching Jussie Smollett all over again, just in a different suit. And then, of course, you watch Amy Klobuchar. And I don't know if you caught this or not, but on her first day of, I think, questioning Amy Coney Barrett, she's like, "Well, I was really hoping to be seated there."
You're reading my mind. You're reading my mind. That's right. Exactly. That has stayed with me. It's like, that she, here's a policy woman wanting to be a judge, and what she needs to do is become a pen pal and be educated by Amy Coney Barrett so she understands that there's a clear difference between being a judge and being a policymaker, right? But it's funny that you held on to that. I held on to that as well.
Well, and to think the hubris behind that statement, I mean, she really believes she's that intellectually capable of sitting on the highest court in the land.
Mm-hmm.
She really thinks that highly of herself. You know, thank God she didn't win the primary, because we saw what came out of these Democrats' mouths. Hopefully suburban women were paying attention. Because suburban women is the reason that the last 3.5 years, we've had Nancy Pelosi hold the gavel. It is because we've been pulled and dragged through all of these faux impeachment hearings. That's what suburban women gave us.
Yes.
But there is no more a suburban woman than Amy Coney Barrett. You know, a mother, a teacher, a lawyer, a mother of 7 kids, 2 adopted. You want to talk about a strong, independent woman, hear me roar, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, she should really, if feminists were feminine and if they were actually smart, Amy Coney Barrett would be the next Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right?
Yes.
Just a conservative Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Respect. Exactly. Yeah. And I think you're right. And the thing is, and let me ask you this. Have the suburban women that really did this to us in the midterms, and they did it to this country, do they realize that their vote got worked? I mean, have they really come to that reality, or are they so ideologically fixed, like Klobuchar? And what we're learning about being ideologically fixed, and Jordan Peterson, I keep repeating this, and I just cannot repeat this often enough, Megan, because I think he was so spot on, is that we can become so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. And I thought that was a powerful statement from his book. And Amy Klobuchar, on the surface, I think she's a very smart woman. But I think that she's debilitated herself through her ideology and becoming so fixed on it. And this is the issue of our First Amendment right and what this does to people when we violate such an important amendment is that we lower our IQ in that process.
Yeah, I can't speak on behalf of suburban women. I don't identify especially with their ideology, but, you know, one can pray. One can pray they can put they're not so affixed in their ideology and they're actually free-thinking people.
Well, I would think that if you got worked so obviously as they did, I mean, they believed in what the Democrats said to them, that they weren't going to impeach the president, and exactly the very thing they said they weren't going to do is what they did, and all the commotion and mess that they created in our government when we're trying to get things cleaned up and back in order. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, Phil, you haven't noticed? The left is unhinged!
I've got to ask you about packing the courts, and I know that
sure.
You said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election. But this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't.
Sir, I've got to ask you about packing the courts. And I know that you said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election. But this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't. I'm not going to play his game.
Know nothing, I speak nothing. I mean, come on, give me a break. And then, of course, the gaffes just keep on coming, though. Joe Biden goes, there's no gaffes. We don't want to talk about gaffes anymore. He's going, well, that's okay, but tell him quit gaffing. You know, the other day when they came out with that Gallup poll that 56% of Americans said that they were better off today than they were 4 years ago. That infamous question, right? 56. All right. A lot higher than Barack Obama, even Ronald Reagan that was, who was reelected, as you recall, in a landslide. He was, Reagan, I think, was at 44 and Barack Obama was at 45. Donald Trump's at 56% by that measure. And what was Joe Biden's response? Well, then they shouldn't vote for me. I guess maybe he's counting on so many, you know, ballot harvest ballots and harvested ballots and you know, mail-in votes, I guess, sitting around in U-Hauls that he can afford to, you know, send 56% of the people off to the wayside.
Yeah, let's hope that that really happens. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, we've been, well, a lot of people have been fooled over the past 8 months, and what the Democrats have done is exploit this coronavirus unleashed by China. And how they did so was through 70 different lawsuits filed by Hillary Clinton's attorney, Mark Elias, in order to change or affect or challenge election laws. We've literally put our entire election into the hands of a government bureaucracy. Geez, what could go wrong? The Postal Service has had plenty of problems, historic problems. We know this. We've been victims of it. Lost mail, damaged mail, et cetera. So now the Democrats have decided to use the coronavirus in order to instill more fear in the American people and entirely uproot our entire election system. And the reason they did that wasn't out of the safety for the American people. That was just a ruse. The reason they did that is because they know they needed an edge.
Yes.
You know, if you believe that these polls are correct, and I don't, but if the polls show Biden or Trump within a percentage in North Carolina, within a percentage in Arizona, within a percentage of Colorado, and, you know, the list goes on and on, you know, a percent could just be a handful of votes.
Mm-hmm.
It could be 10,000, 20,000 votes. Well, we've been finding tens of thousands of ballots in ditches and dumpsters, stolen, misprinted. I mean, the list goes on and on. The amount of ballots that have been uncovered as faulty, destroyed, or stolen mm-hmm. in the last month or so could win an election.
Yeah. Can you imagine the Democratic legal beagles when it comes down to it? I mean, with all that we went to in Broward County in Florida in 2000, what they're going to go through with these mislabeled ballots and how they're going to argue that they should be counted anyway?
Oh, yeah. They're already assembling a team of hundreds of lawyers.
Exactly.
And that's why I don't, you know, the only way that this election will not be an absolute circus is if Donald Trump sweeps the Electoral College mm-hmm. and sweeps it handily and well and early.
Exactly.
Kind of like he did in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned about the Senate, and I think that's where some of these ballots will come into play in some of these smaller, tight races. McSally in Arizona, Colorado, Maine, Tom Tillis in North Carolina. You know, this is really where we have to watch.
And Lindsey Graham is vulnerable. I mean, his competitor is outspending him 2-1. I mean, this is probably going to be the most expensive Senate seat in the history of our nation. I mean, you're talking, what, $100 million for that Senate seat is what
they're right.
being spent? I mean, it's
remember
crazy.
Remember the old days where you could run for Senate a couple $100,000 at the most?
Oh, no
well,
more.
Now you have all the George Soros operatives' money, Hollywood money just being poured in. And it's really funny that Sheldon Whitehouse wanted to talk about dark money.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure that Lindsey Graham was just biting his lips, sitting and going, dark money, my opponent just raised $100 million.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and it was funny, then we had the counterpoint. Who was the senator that brought up the counterpoint? Was it Josh Hawley that talked about the dark money and started breaking it down? Whoever was the Republican.
I don't remember.
I can't remember specifically, but I thought it was brilliant because he started, you know, talking about all the dark money on the Democratic side.
It was Ted Cruz.
Oh, was it Ted Cruz? Yeah, and all of a sudden, you know, all you heard was crickets, you know, from the Democrats. I love it when they're reduced to crickets, you know.
Well, whatever they're accusing us of is what they are guilty of doing, and we're seeing that now. We saw that last week when we found out in the unredacted documents unleashed by the DNI under Ratcliffe's leadership, that it was actually Hillary Clinton that was working that you know, dreamed up the Russian collusion narrative. It was actually our own government entities, Barack Obama and Joe Biden, that were working with foreign agents in order to overthrow the election. It was actually Joe Biden that came up with the Logan Act in order to frame Michael Flynn. We found out all of this, and so we realized, oh, well, wasn't that what they were blaming us, was conspiring with the Russians? Wasn't that what they were doing to Trump? It was actually the Democrats that were conspiring with the Russians to overthrow our elections.
Which didn't make any sense at all, is why the Russians would not want Hillary Clinton to be elected, but yet the narrative was is that they wanted Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. There's no evidence, there's no reason for you to even begin to think that they would want Donald Trump when they had Hillary in their back pocket as Secretary of State. They knew the shenanigans she was up to. She knew how dirty she was with the foundation and all that, and how she sold, you know, she sold the state office. It was a pay-to-play deal, and you know, they had her. I mean, if anybody had control of anyone, it was the Russians over Hillary, not with Donald Trump.
Well, and if anybody owns Biden, it's the Chinese. Mm-hmm. And also look at what happened just yesterday as far as the document drop from Hunter Biden's hard drive. We know that that is definitely a smoking gun in the way that the left has reacted. Twitter actually shut down your ability to share a New York Post story. Facebook shut down the ability to share and link to a New York Post story, which outlined the fact that Joe Biden knew and was present and met with Ukrainian officials with his son, Hunter Biden. And that shows that Joe Biden is a liar.
Exactly.
Joe Biden said he had no idea what his son was doing on the Ukrainian gas board of Burisma.
He found out about it
basically from the newspapers.
He was on the plane with Joe Biden 800 times, Air Force Two. You're going to tell me they just sat around and, you know, Hunter Biden carried his luggage for his dad and they just chit-chat? They didn't talk about, hey, the latest big deal that he got with the Chinese or Ukraine? Are you kidding me?
Well, that's why Joe Biden called another lid before noon on his campaign yesterday, because he doesn't want to face the music. It'll be really interesting to see how CNN covers this up in the town hall tonight, or wherever the town hall is with Joe Biden tonight. But Joe Biden's going to have to answer some very tough questions because his campaign didn't deny the allegations from the hard drive. They basically just, you know, tried to deflect and redirect. But the fact is that Rudolph Giuliani has the hard drive, and if anybody can use the information on the hard drive, it's going to be
exactly.
Rudolph Giuliani.
Well, maybe CNN might send out Wilf Blitzer. He's already opened up right now. I mean, Nancy Pelosi opened up his chest cavity pretty wide open the other day, so they might figure, well, he can take another one for the team, right?
Yeah, I might just watch CNN to watch the fireworks tonight.
Just for fun. Well, Megan Barth, how can people be in touch with you as we wrap things up? We've got about 10 seconds.
ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe on Facebook. Sign up for my newsletter. You'll get it every Saturday.
Megan Barth, thank you, Megan. Have a great day.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability. Learn, act, share. To encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options. To act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has formally scheduled an October 22nd vote to approve Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. The move comes after 3 days of hearings where Democrats tried to pin Barrett down on Obamacare, abortion rights, and other issues. While campaigning in Iowa, President Trump says a former vice president must come clean over new reports that he was connected in his son's business dealings with a Ukrainian businessman.
We've just learned through explosive documents published by a very fine newspaper, the New York Post, that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealings. And this is a big smoking gun.
First-time jobless claims last week rising to 898,000. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Dana Varbal is going to be joining us in a few moments. She is the Chief Veterinary Officer at North American Veterinary Community. And we're going to be talking COVID-19 and how it has affected the way the world operates, has affected the way veterinary medicine in particular is practiced. Like other medical professionals, veterinarians have had to pivot to curbside visits, telemedicine, and adhere to social distancing guidelines when assessing a patient's health. Now, this is going to be one of the many timely topics at the North American Veterinary Community's annual Veterinary Meeting and Expo 2021, the industry's largest global conference. It will take place on January 16th through the 20th, live in Orlando at the Orange County Convention Center, and for the first time virtually anywhere through the new VMX virtual platform featuring interactive learning sessions and a unique 3D Expo Hall experience. Well, Dr. Dana, that sounds like a lot of fun coming up, huh?
It does, actually. We're very excited.
Well, as I mentioned, COVID-19 has changed everything. But in particular, let's talk about the way veterinary medicine is practiced now in the era of COVID.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been very lucky, and veterinarians were considered essential services right from the get-go in the pandemic. So we've been able to continue to care for pets and take care of our clients and make sure that animal health was addressed right from the beginning. And people have been very connected to their pets through this time. We've been bonding with them, spending more time at home with them. And so we're seeing an increased commitment to keeping our pets healthy. So that means veterinarians have actually been busier than ever. And again, with this increased need, we've really needed to keep our staff and our clients healthy. So the first thing was we pivoted to curbside visits. And what that means is most of our clients wait outside while we communicate with them via phone and take care of their pets and then return their pets to them outside of the clinic.
Well, Dr. Dana, as you say, this era of COVID has really, you know, changed, you know, the way things even operate at the home. You know, people at home more with their animals, probably appreciating and as you say, bonding even more so. Mm-hmm. It could be a little bit of a shock once we get on the other side of this because the pets are going to wonder, hey, what happened? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. We have been worried about things like increased separation, anxiety, and behavior issues. So we've really been encouraging people. I know it's really hard right now, but try and find some routine because animals love to know what's going to happen. When we have a nice schedule and a nice routine, they have that reassurance of, oh, I know about lunchtime. I know when we're going to have freedom to do certain things. So they have that to rely on as well.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about some of the most significant advances and innovations in veterinary medicine that you've seen over the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing about veterinary medicine is it really parallels human medicine. So as we see innovations come to human medicine, they come to veterinary medicine faster than ever. So something like, for example, an ultrasound that you might have to have gone to a specialist before to have that done for your pet. Now are available pretty widely in general practice, and we're even seeing ultrasounds appear on smartphones. So, again, really easy for a general practitioner to bring that technology to you and your pet. We're even seeing things like blood tests for early cancer detection and CBD oils as a therapeutic treatment for pets, too.
Well, like you said, everything that's happening in the human world is affecting even the animal world as well, so that's quite interesting. I got to imagine as a veterinarian, I mean, just a couple things that you just rattled off here right now. I mean, this is almost a full-time job, again, to stay on top of all the new discoveries and innovations that are coming down the pike, right?
Yeah, I mean, it can be really challenging to keep up with everything. We have so many species to keep track of, and so much happens so fast. That's a little bit of our job at NAVC, and at VMX, we try and bring leaders in the field of veterinary medicine in to teach your veterinarian all the latest innovations, new technology, new techniques, new practices to make sure that everyone's pets get the very best care.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Dana Varble. She's practiced clinical medicine in exotic pets, small animal general practice, and emergency medicine, and continues to serve as an associate veterinarian on a limited basis for Chicago Exotics Animal Hospital in Skokie, Illinois, and as a relief veterinarian for emergency services. And tell us a little bit about your experience with exotic pets. That came up, and, you know, the flags are raising.
Wants to know about that, and it is really interesting because we think of traditional pets like dogs and cats, but there's so many different types of animals that people develop bonds and a closeness to. So we're here to make sure things like your hamster and your gerbil have veterinary care, snakes, your lizards, and actually, believe it or not, surveys several years ago showed that the number one growing pet population was actually turtles. Mm-hmm. Turtles are great pets, and we have so much more ability to care and provide a good quality of life for them. They can be really rewarding and fun pets to have at home.
Yeah. Well, do you appreciate fish as being a bit exotic as well? I mean, cause you you got them all. You got cats, dogs, you got bunnies, you got fish, turtles. I mean,
yeah.
Oh my, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, we do see fish, and people have really been, you know, the interesting thing about fish is when people have committed a lot of money and time to setting up a really great aquarium, they really get bonded and are very in tune with their fish. So they want to help keep them safe and healthy. And believe it or not, we can even do surgery on fish, which I think is always very surprising to people.
Yeah, that is. I mean, that I've never heard that before. Usually the kind of surgery you see being done on fish is when they're getting prepared for, you know, maybe a skillet or a baked dish or something.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is veterinarians have always cared for pets and animals throughout our lives, and that means keeping our food chain animals healthy and safe as well.
Mm-hmm. Dana, is you're dealing, you know, with all these different animals. Pet lovers abound. What kind of sense are you getting, you know, from dogs and cats and just the animal world, how they're responding? I mean, they got to realize something is off right now that, you know, with this pandemic that we're dealing with. You know, because I know that some vets, you know, will tell me, they say, well, yeah, the animals, you know, they talk to me in their own way, and that you understand that they're trying to communicate something.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the interesting thing is I think some of them are still wondering, like, why are you home all day? Goodness, I used to have so much time to myself.
Yeah, exactly.
And I always laugh because I'm like, I'm sure our cats are ready for us to go back to work and get out of their lives and, you know, for them to go back to having their time to themselves. Whereas our dogs are like, please don't leave me. You have to stay home for forever now.
Right.
But they are aware something's changed. They are aware that people are home. Maybe kids are home doing e-learning. And they've adapted a little bit, but they, especially at the beginning, have just shown some signs of stress and things being unusual. You know, the interesting thing about animals is they're also much more accepting than we are. So they went, well, if this is going to be the case, I'm going to roll with it.
Yeah.
And the good news is that they're just so important to us.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, as you said, you know, the whole bonding experience has taken another level because you know, bonding is time, right? And you have that time with the animals there, so that's increasing the whole experience. Well, as we wrap things up, Dr. Dana, tell us about the VMX 2021 and the virtual platform. How will this year's conference be different from past years?
Well, we're really excited because for the first time in January 2021, we're going to bring you a hybrid event. For those that are ready or are able to travel to Orlando, we've put in place a number of safety measures for a smaller audience to keep everyone safe. But the good news is we're also bringing all the same education and exciting opportunities to our virtual platform. So for those veterinarians that are more comfortable staying home, they can enjoy education from the comfort of their living room or even in their office during the day. We've also implemented, last January, a 3D expo hall experience. So you're going to be able to get that same checking out the expo, talking with folks, seeing what new products are launching, again, right from the comfort of your own couch.
Well, we got to leave it there. Tell everybody really quick where they can go for more information.
Oh, please see us at NAVC.com for more information and have your veterinarian join us there as well.
Well, Dr. Dana Barbel has been our guest. Dana, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. But eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or humana.com/Medicare.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, what more you could want? Yes, turn it up. The more you could want is the movie guy. Yes, live from Hollywood, California. That is still the movie capital of the world. Steve Evans joins us now. Well, Bob De Niro came through. You may not like his politics, but you like his movies, I guess.
Well, I like his politics, too, but he does well at the box office. The war with Grandpa pummeling the competition last weekend, making about $3.6 million. That's how things are these days. Tenet was number two, making about 21. And then we have 2.1. We had Hocus Pocus, The New Mutants, and Unhinged rounding out the top five. But, Bill, I mean, that is not to say that there aren't things in the theater to see, right?
Right.
We have some new things coming out this weekend, including Honest Thief. Have you heard about this one?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, good. Let me tell you a little more about it. Honest Thief, 43% recommending. I think.
Does Liam Neeson ever take a day off, by the way?
I think he's cashing in like a lot.
I mean, he's like on a treadmill. He goes from one movie to the next. They just keep him going.
But he hasn't done a full Nick Cage. Now, Nick Cage is the guy that makes a movie about every other month, as we know. So,
well, that's because maybe Liam Neeson is clean with the IRS, I guess, maybe.
Huh? Well, Nicholas does have his issues, I think, that he's trying to resolve. Well, back to Honest Thief. This is a much better movie than the critics would lead you to believe, I think. At least the trailer looks good. Here's the idea. Wanting to lead an honest life, you have this notorious bank robber played by Liam Neeson. He turns himself in only to be double-crossed by two ruthless FBI agents. You see, here's the deal.
Oh, there's FBI agents. They get you every time.
He met the woman that he loves. Kate Walsh plays the woman, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll return all the money I've stolen in exchange for a reduced sentence. And these two crooked FBI guys agree to that. Then the mayhem ensues. They set him up for murder. He must now go on the run to clear his name and bring them to justice. Liam Neeson, Kate Walsh. It's called Honest Thief.
The price of true love, Steve-O.
Oh, the things we've done for love.
Lord have mercy, huh, through the years. Yes, there we go.
Segment, I think. Okay. We have, speaking of love, Two Hearts, PG-13. This is in theaters this weekend.
You got the love theme going here today. Okay,
well,
this is good. I like this.
This is kind of an interesting thing. Here we have two couples. For two couples, the future unfolds in different decades and different places, but a hidden connection will bring them together in a way that no one could have predicted. It's called Two Hearts, 40%. Recommending that one. And then, of course, Bill, you were around back in the day for the Chicago.
Oh, seven, yes,
right?
The seven. Yes,
the
exactly.
The trial of the Chicago Seven, the Democratic Convention, all of that. If we have a movie here called, by the way, The Trial of the Chicago Seven, 93% are recommending. It's on Netflix. You'll be able to see it this weekend. Rated R. In 1969, seven people were charged by the federal government with conspiracy and more arising from protests at the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And this is the story written by Aaron Sorkin, directed by Aaron Sorkin. So this is going to be top-notch stuff. And it has a great cast. Eddie Redmayne, Alex Sharp, Sacha Baron Cohen plays Abby Hoffman. We have Jeremy Strong, John Carroll Lynch. We also have Frank Langella and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Should be one to see this weekend, Trial of Chicago 7. By the way, Tom Hayden used to live right down the street from me.
Oh, really? Oh,
this
wow.
After he left Jane.
I was going to say, was that with or before or after Jane?
No, Jane was living in another, what we call north of Montana. She was up there in the high-priced adobes, but we're down south of Montana. So he moved into a slightly less expensive house by down the street from where we live. And I'll never forget one time. I used to see him around, right? Mm-hmm. Never forget one time. I was reading in the New York Times. It was his birthday, and I figured he was 60-something at the time. So I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. And so I walked down, took my daughter down to Albertsons. We're going to pick up some things. And who's standing out front but Tom Hayden?
Wow.
With a petition in his hand. And I didn't know him, but I said, Tom, I said, well, this is your birthday. What are you doing out here in front of the store? He said, I thought I'd take this occasion to go back to my roots.
Oh, good for him. Well, good for him.
I signed his petition, and hopefully he had a happy day. But, yeah, it was kind of an interesting thing to have happen.
Well, I think it's interesting right now, though. You know, here we are. We're revisiting the trial of Chicago 7.
Oh, I know.
I mean, these are people that said, look, we've got trouble in our federal government. And I guess the federal government wanted to teach everybody that you can't mess with Mother Nature or the federal government. And look what happened now. You can't even challenge the federal government these days.
Well, I think there's some challenging going on. But I don't know about you, but I used to think 68 was a nightmare, right? It was just crazy.
You talk about the perfect storm. I mean, we had Vietnam. We had draft dodging. We had people, citizens leaving the country. People being shot on college campuses. I mean, you got the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, and you got people's heads being beat in. I mean,
we had Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Yes.
A sitting senator, Robert Kennedy. I mean, those were rude. I used to think that was wild until 2020 came along. Once again, another segment.
Yes,
exactly. Chicago 7. Did you ever do stand-up, by the way, over the years?
Not intentionally.
I've given it a whirl, and it is one of the more challenging speaking situations, if you want to look at it that way. We have a movie here called The Opening Act, which is getting terrific reviews. It's out on Fandango, Vudu, the pay-per-view platforms this weekend. This is about a guy. It's played by Jimmy O. Yang, and he plays Will, who is stuck in a thankless job while trying to pursue his true passion in life, which, of course, is to become a stand-up comic. Now, when he gets this opportunity he's been waiting for to emcee on the road for his hero, played by Cedric the Entertainer. Not about you, but I'll show up for anything with Cedric in it.
Yeah, he's
anyway, he gets the MC slot, and the realities of life on stage come to light. Between relentless hecklers, drunken groupies, hard-to-impress DJs, things get off to a rough start. Even if he can learn from his idol and overcome the challenges, he'll have to prove he has what it takes to make his dream a reality. The Opening Act. I'm going to try to check that out this week.
That could be fun. I mean, you know, look at I celebrate things like this when people, you know, because this is the stuff that wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, that where you really you just need to follow your passion. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're reminded as you're staring at the ceiling tiles that you're not pursuing your passion. It just keeps gnawing at you. And I love to see dreams come true.
Oh, because that's the best. It really
is. Exactly.
And the pursuit of such. That's what that one's all about, The Opening Act. Which they shot over the Improv over in Hollywood.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah, perfect stuff. We have a movie here which you wouldn't think would be getting great reviews, but critics are wild about this movie called The Kid Detective. 100% are recommending this. It's in theaters this weekend. Kid Detective is a unique coming-of-age story using high-concept premise and a noir style to explore the darker realities of growing up. You got this guy by the name of Abe Applebaum, played by Adam Brody. Highly successful kid detective. So solving relatively minor cases who, like, you know, who stole the school fundraiser money or who's out finding somebody's cat. He was so beloved by the town that he lived in that they actually set him up in his own office. But when one of his classmates goes missing and Abe can't figure out who took her, the town loses faith in him and he loses faith in himself. Well, fast forward, he's 32 years old and he's still a detective. He's kind of still solving the same kind of trivial cases he did as a kid. That is until an innocent high schooler, Carolyn, asks Abe to figure out who murdered her boyfriend. Now, the mystery will force Abe to confront his past, including his greatest failure, if he's going to solve his very first serious case. Unusual premise. The kid detective, 100% recommend.
100%? Wow.
100%, yes, indeed.
Wow. Hey, popcorn for everybody. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a movie here called Alone, which is about, well, this is a pandemic nightmare. As if...
Like we don't know about that, huh?
You're right. When an outbreak hits, you got, well, not quite a pandemic like this young man is addressing. When an outbreak hits, Aiden barricades himself inside his apartment and starts rationing food. And toilet paper, too, I would suppose.
Yeah, anyway, I bet. Yeah, oh, yeah.
His
do that.
Complex is overrun by infected screamers. And with the world falling apart into chaos, he is left completely alone, fighting for his life. Now, this has got a great cast. Donald Sutherland's in this. Tyler Posey, Robert Richard, and John Posey. It's called A Pandemic Nightmare. Alone is the name of the movie. Rated R, out this weekend.
Wow.
Here's one. It's called Don't Look Back. This is kind of an interesting, not reviewed for the critics, but the trailer is terrifying. It's when a young woman, overcoming her traumatic past, is among several witnesses who see a man fatally assaulted and don't intervene, they find themselves targeted by someone or something out there for revenge. Interesting looking trailer. You may want to check it out. It's called Don't Look Back, out there this weekend. A couple of docs here. First of all, you remember Harry Chapin, of course.
Oh,
right?
I'll tell you, I loved Harry Chapin, interviewed him, and one of the things that he said, which is relevant to this movie's title, When in Doubt, Do Something. I mean, his idea was, he said in his life, because I said, man, you've done so much. And he goes, well, I just don't want to get to that point in life to say, I wish I'd have done something. I wish I'd have tried that. And that was his philosophy in life. I mean, but what a brilliant, I think he was a brilliant intellect, a great musician that we lost too soon.
Yeah, absolutely. When did you interview him? I mean, he died, I think, in 81.
Well, yeah, I interviewed him. This would have been in after I got out of the Marine Corps, and I was at K-Day in Los Angeles at the time. So this would have put me around 1973, 1974,
oh, okay.
In that area.
He was 38. He was only 38 when it happened. The movie we're talking about, Harry Chapin, In Doubt, Do Something. Now, you have a filmmaker, Rick Korn, examining the extraordinary life and career of singer, songwriter, and philanthropist Harry Chapin. Who can ever forget Cats in the Cradle, huh?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, every time you have a less than brilliant moment with your children, that song runs through my head.
Cautionary tale for
exactly.
Parents out there, that's for sure.
Without
so we have a lot to see this weekend, Bill.
Wow, I'm telling you, good fun. Hey, I did, just by the way, I know you're not much into politics, but I did see Dinesh D'Souza's Trump Card. Good movie. Kind of, you know, just in terms of body politics for those that are interested on that particular side. And like everything, there's two sides. And in some cases, in this current political environment, there's multiple sides. So, hey, we just got to be well informed after all is said and done. He is the movie guy, Steve Evans. Yes, from Hollywood, California. Thank you, Steve-O. Take care, buddy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Frustrated?